Come on, Katie. We've got lots to get through. These leopard print stilettos aren't going to magic up a dress to go with them, are they?
I was just checking on Jade, that's all.
She'll be fine, Katie. I don't get you sometimes. You moan about how you never get any time to yourself, and then you get the chance for some free babysitting, and you spend half your time on the phone checking up on her.
It's a two-hour kids' party, Cheryl, not free babysitting, and I nearly poisoned her a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, it's more than that.
Oh, what's up? Hey, there's a new wine bar over there. 2 for 1, perfect. Shall we?
It's only just after midday, Cher. Do you think that's a good idea?
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, Katie. Come on, my treat. This is nice. Right, a nice chilled glass of Sauvignon Blanc. That should make you feel better. Anyway, it's good to sit down. My feet are killing me. So, what's the matter?
Oh, it's nothing really.
It's a man, isn't it? I can always tell.
Well, it's 3 men, actually.
Jesus, Katie. It's feast or famine with you, isn't it?
The 3 authors of my new textbook, actually.
Okay. Fair enough. I suppose that is a bit less complicated. You've only just started this course, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. It's interesting, but... I don't know. It talks about personal finance, and that made me think. And then I started adding up the sums, and I don't have a pension or anything. And I'm worried about Jade's future, and I can't go on living in yours. And then there's a new job.
Whoa! Slow down, Katie. You don't have a pension. I don't have a pension. I very much doubt we'll live long enough to need one.
That's not funny, Cher. I know neither of us have pensions, but you've got a decent job.
A decent job? You are kidding. I'm on a succession of contracts these days. I don't know from 1 week to the next how long any of them will last.
But they do last, don't they? And what about the flat?
What about it? Hey, come on, drink up. You've hardly touched your wine. I'm getting another. Excuse me, could we have the same again, please? Oh, the same glass is fine. He's nice. His name's Eddie.
How do you know that?
It was on his badge. Now, back to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cheryl. I'm being a right grump. It's just that in the book, it goes on about spending on credit. I worked out that I spend about £3,000 a year more than I get in. I can't carry on like that forever, can I?
Why not? If you get up to the millions, you can call yourself a country.
You're not taking me seriously.
I am, honestly, but you need to lighten up. It's not all doom and gloom. You've got a new job now.
Yeah, in a bar. Check me out, some high flyer.
Oh, Katie, it's just bar work and only till you're Chancellor of the Exchequer. Shall I call Eddie over and he can give you some tips? And give me some too.
Cheryl! Anyway, it's not bar work.
I thought you said it was in a club.
It is in a club. A gentleman's club.
Really?
I think they might want me to do, you know... things.
Things? Like what?
Use your imagination. But I can't survive without money. And I don't want to do cleaning again. And because it's night work, I can leave Jade with you.
Oh, I see. Listen, they can't make you do anything you don't want to do. Just a bit of eye candy while you get their drinks. Things like that don't happen nowadays. They're paying you by the hour and all, right?
Well, yeah, minimum wage. Plus I get to keep all the tips, however much that'll be.
Good. So it's all above board. But if you're going to be doing this though, I'm going to have to take you shopping.
I don't have enough money to go shopping, Cher.
Well, what would your 3 men say about this? Invest to accumulate. Sexy shoes mean lots of tips, which means more money in your pocket. Isn't that right? Come on, net that glass of wine and let's go.
I mean, I understand having absolutely no interest in it, but losing it...
I didn't mean to lose it, Niche. I swear. I put it here in my bag to take home and read.
Yeah. Well, where is it now, then? I need it for my assignment.
I don't know. I've looked everywhere. And I can't believe anyone would steal it.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It must have happened before. I mean, you must be able to get another one.
Well, I'm going to have to find out and hope that I don't have to tell HR about this.
What? You'd put in a complaint about me over a poxy open university book?
No, stupid. They've funded the course, haven't they? So they'll probably find out about this. Ah, oh, Sophie, why didn't you just say you weren't bothered?
I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay then, isn't it? I'm going to fail my assignment and you're sorry.
Well, what am I supposed to say? I'm sure I left it on your desk. I mean, it could be on there. Just look at the mess.
Oh, that's right. It must be my fault. I hate you sometimes. I really do.
You stupid cow. Look what you've done. I've got cold coffee all over my top now.
Serves you right. I'm reporting you to HR.
Bloody hell. I've got a meeting with Gary in an hour. He's hardly not going to notice this, is he?